Well, hey, everyone, as we finish out the show, we're going to open up our inbox and we have one of our counselors, Tim Sanford, here to answer today's question. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Lisa.
Great to have you. Well, thanks for weighing in on this one. This is, kind of an interesting one from a listener. She says, I'm at loose ends because I just found out that my father has another family, and I found out that there are a few half-siblings of mine, which I've never known about. At the age of 25, I'm very confused and shocked. My dad left us at a young age and has been a good father figure. He never admitted that he had another family, but there were always rumors. I grew up with the gossip and speculated, but now I know for sure. I'm hurt, confused, and I'm not sure what to do besides pray. But what else should I do? How should I respond?
Confused, shocked, hurt? Lisa, that would be real normal. Mm-hmm. For sure on that. First off, I want to start with, number one, you're not under any obligation at all to do anything as far as an obligation goes. So there's no thou shalt or thou shalt not here. Mm-hmm. There just isn't. Mm-hmm. So the question is, what do you want to do about your unknown half-siblings, if anything? If you don't want to do anything, you're fine. Again, there's no obligation. If you do want to find out more, I'd encourage you to think through and answer some questions for yourself before you go anywhere. Questions like, what's your real reason for making contact in the first place? Or is this just to satisfy your own curiosity? What do you hope to accomplish is an important question to ask. And thirdly, how is this action going to impact your life, both short-term and long-term? Because we don't know if the half-siblings want to know about you or not. We can't assume that. We just don't know. So since there's no rush here, take your time, sort it out, and think through and answer some questions before you want to do any kind of action.
Yeah. What do you think about, obviously, her processing the hurt that she's feeling, and especially in relation to her dad? I mean, because she has had at least some level of a relationship with him, even though it looks like it's a little bit long distance now. But how does she go about processing and then moving forward with him?
Well, this has probably pulled the scab off the wound in her heart, as far as my dad wasn't there when I needed him to be as a child or now, either one. So it can bring up all kinds of questions, Lisa, like, well, he loved those kids. Why couldn't he love me? It could be, what else don't I know about? Or what more rumors could there be there? So it's going to take some time to sort all this out. And that's normal. Mm-hmm. So don't feel like I have to have it all figured out in 1 week or less. It's going to take a while. So talk to friends, journal your thoughts and feelings, whatever works for you that will help you through the hurt and the pain. An important piece to remember is that the reality for you now has changed. Mm-hmm. This is new information. Your life is different now. So be patient with yourself. Yeah, the shock will eventually fade away. The confusion will settle out. And there will be time to adjust to what we call the new normal, mm-hmm. whatever that might be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It seems like this is becoming more prevalent just because so many people are doing that ancestry.com and other things. I mean, I've had a friend or two who have found relatives, even a similar situation, half siblings they didn't know about and are having to process this information. So I think for a lot of young adults, it's kind of a great question to come up and be like, okay, this is exactly what I do with it. Is this something like you talk about being kind to yourself? Does she need to have decisions made? I mean, if she wants to move forward and kind of pursue something, would that be in like weeks, months, years? I mean, I guess anytime?
There's no time limit to that. You want to be sure for you, two things. One is, what's my real reason for finding out more? Mm-hmm. And then two, what's going to be the impact on me? Am I ready for this yet? Mm-hmm. A lot of times we just want information because it's new to us. We want the information. Information can have a powerful impact on us for the good or for the not so good, or for that middle ground where it's hard, it's good, but it's hard, but it's good. So be real mindful. What's the potential impact on me before I go any further? Because sometimes I might find out something I wish I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good thoughts. Thanks, Tim, for weighing in on that.
Sure.
Okay, folks, well, that is it for this week's show. We do want to hear from you. Write to us at editor@boundless.org, and maybe we will answer your question on a future show. In the meantime, I'd encourage you to hop over to Apple Podcast and leave us a review, because for those of you that have been listening for a while or maybe not so long. This is a great way for people to find out about the show, and especially if they can get your perspective on it, it might make them think, hey, this might be something I could get into as well. So in the meantime, we will see you around next week. I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.